Well, we've made it to be here particularly early to make sure that we can see Sarah Firth running. She's my goddaughter. We're very proud that she's doing it, and we're glad that we've arrived in time.
Nigel, good morning.
Yeah, I think it'll be really good. You know, it's good for Whitley coming down Northumberland Avenue. We had 4,000 here when we had the Diamond Jubilee, so we might get quite a few out.
Just G all the people of Whitley up to come out and join you.
Yeah, come and join us. You know, it's going to be a good day. We're going to have bacon rolls outside St Agnes, so come and join us for then. Coffee, tea.
I'm there. I'm not standing here if there are bacon rolls available.
Well, there's a crowd outside the church. We've got a prayer flash mob from the South Reading churches, because where the torch has gone, churches have been gathering to pray for their communities. So there's a crowd outside St Agnes. I can see them from here.
Absolutely.
Bacon rolls at 8:15.
Yeah, people keep saying bacon. Do I look like a man who likes a bacon roll? This is the torch going through effectively all of Reading, all parts of Reading this morning, as well as then off to West Berkshire. That's important for people, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, we feel blessed in Whitley. It's come through three times. It was in at the Mad Stad last night, wasn't it? With a fantastic night. Went out again, coming back in again.
The torch goes off to Thiel, Thatcham and Newbury before moving out into Basingstoke. Carol Jackson-Durger, the organiser of all this for West Berkshire Council. We ask all the torchbearers this, Carol. I'm going to ask you. Did you have a sleepless night?
Yes, I did. I'm just really looking forward to this morning and just welcoming everybody to West Berkshire.
Lee Umpleby now walking through Caversham Court. He's got the torch in his right hand. Lee is walking through just round towards the gates of Caversham Court now. The crowds have streamed the walkway. He's got every right to be here. He saved a gentleman's life. He also tackled a fellow with a sword.
The Olympic torch is on the move. It's left from Caversham Court. It's on its way here to Whitley.
It is fabulous and the weather is heavenly.
This is just something else though, AD. It's absolutely brilliant. We came down at 7 in the morning and it was fantastic with the band playing, the bagpipes, the whole atmosphere. Everyone was so friendly and it's just been fantastic.
So we've just got one of these kissing points where Elizabeth Rose transfers the Olympic flame to Andrew Ruler, bearded gentleman with spectacles, stands holding the torch in his right hand, and he's perfectly placed on the box junction where you're not meant to stop, but he has. Big cheer from school children who are assembled here.
So here comes Keris. You can hear the cheers from the people in Whitley. Well, as people gathered along the roadside, along the crash barriers, is a lot of people who are kind of keeping pace with it, because the pavement isn't entirely full of people. So we got people who are running, a lot of children who are running at the same speed as the Olympic torch up the pavement.